The HMS Charlotte was a ship that was lost. Okay? It was lost. And then it was returned. It was an English ship. It was lost out the shores of Newfoundland. And then it was retrieved from by America and returned to the Queen. The Queen, when the ship was dismantled, two desks were made from the timbers from that ship. And there was, one was given as a gift to America, back when America was known as the United States are, rather than the United States is, to the point it was a gift. And that desk is the one that most of the presidents, not all, most of the presidents have used. The other desk is in Buckingham Palace. It's the Queen's desk. Now, she doesn't use it specifically, but there have been great pictorials and or pictorials and or picture things taken with it, but it's not one she uses all day, every day. And that's the story. And it was gifted to the White House, and many use it. They're still using it right now. You have the door that was added when JFK was president.
Yeah.
Well, that they know. It was added when the ones with the gimpy legs, I guess you'd call it Roosevelt.
Yeah.
FDR.
It was added so you couldn't see that he was in the braces suffering from
his discomfort.
Well, that little door that was added is an anomaly. Because then you have John Jr. playing in that door when JFK was president. There's a pictorial that door actually opens because it was added, so they had to make it as a hinged element.
Yeah.
The desk itself has a capacity and or synchronicity of what you call frequency, which can allow easy, effortless communication. From, let's see, what do you call it, Queen to Queen Level 3, Bob? Is that what you call that?
Yeah, would that be, it's kind of like melting titanium, it's an ESP communication?
Kind of, and now there's tons and tons and tons of script, because the builder of the Resolute Desk was not a furniture manufacturer, he was a puzzle box maker.
Mm. So he made, and he was given the help. He made the desk for the palace, so he said, well, I'll put a historical puzzle in there. Is that what he did?
He did. With
In the film, it was some glasses in the drawer. It was green and blue glasses, so you could read the map.
No, that was not. Those glasses from Benjamin Franklin were not in the desk. Those glasses were in Independence Hall. He's referring to the movie that they made with Nicolas Cage with the treasure business and the
National Treasure
and all that kind of stuff.
But was the Resolute Desk in that movie?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
They broke into the White House to get the Cibola, the box, the piece of wood that told where the Cibola, the lost city of gold, which was supposedly in the Black Hills in Mount Rushmore.
Oh, you mean they knew? But they knew a bit about the Resolute Desk. They knew that this magical point.
They missed the point. But those glasses are real. They're actually in the Smithsonian, by the way, and they were actually stored and found in the renovation of Independence Hall. But it wasn't quite the way it was lined up. The movie took a bit of poetic license trying to make the storyline work.
Yeah.
Okay. But those particular dynamics were actually artifacts that are. So they used it like the Sadie Hawkins references that were made into the Silas Duguid letters.
Right. So
you're also on display.
Right. But there's. The movie maker of National Treasure, they knew there was a bit of mythical or rumors around the Resolute Desk. Okay,
That's correct. And they used enough. And then don't forget the Lavalet reference, because the Lavalet comes into play with the three Statues of Liberty.
And what's Lavallee, the person who did it, or an
actor? That's who created the statue.
Right, right. We've done some of that detail. So, but back to the Rensselaer test. So, well, can we go into what I can't remember what happened when the Queen talked to Reagan? There was something significant about that exchange.
But it had to do with the essence of the Star Wars campaign and the redaction of some documents that were going to be troublesome to her and to his White House.
Right, and this would be a prerequisite before Britain would agree to the Star Wars plan that Reagan brought in?
Well, they didn't agree, but they had to make some adjustments, and here's how it came out. Nancy Reagan had her very own genie-in-a-bottle psychic that put the pieces together that allowed Reagan and his starginess to even embrace it. So it was Nancy Reagan's psychic that told her to tell her husband that if you do this, this, and this, it activates and you can have the communication, because they couldn't communicate openly to make it work for the funding or the infiltration of the actual Star Wars regime, which he was going to do anyway, but it was certainly going to make it all cross, having to do with Barclays and the Bank of England and the contingencies for the Depot Street Reserve.
Have there been other historical personages involved with the Resolute Desk, like the Queen and Reagan before them? Can you give us an example of some others who communicated with it?
Well, it's not so communicative. It's not about that. The actual frequency that was imbued in the gift of giving it back.
Yeah.
The puzzle maker added many, many, many functioning dynamics that make these two desks specifically, interestingly unique. And the point is they can never be brought back together again.
Because of their frequency, they can't be brought.
That is correct. That is correct.
Frequencies to them?
Let's do it three at a time. Matter, antimatter is close, but not exactly. But it's more having to do with the concentration of what was imbued in the desk when they were built. Okay, Tina, your side comes from the connection of the frequency patterns. That they would become so a high frequency that it would actually diminish or deteriorate both deaths. They would basically evaporate.
Is it significant that the wood came from this particular ship? I just want to point out that I'm looking here, and it says that the ship was sent on out to the Arctic Ocean to search for missing explorer Sir John Franklin.
Yeah.
And then it says that it became icebound, and after two winters, it loosened up and was drifted for 1 year as a ghost ship before it was found and recovered.
Well, not really. What it was is the wood that it was made out of, that was the first, what you call, minus the arc, of parallel world experiencing from a physical vessel that could be attributed. And the Queen, because of her mom, had a real good idea how this was all playing out.
The Queen Victoria at the time, or Queen Elizabeth today?
Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
That ship could withstand the frailty of interstellar time travel.
Yeah, so you're saying it's one of the first artifacts made through parallel worlds? Brought over.
Well, that they could then verify, because that the words were perfect that they used to describe it. This a ghost ship. Lost for two winters, icebound during the thaw, then it floats around, just somebody's looking, hey, there's a ship, he's driving, nobody, well, gosh, where'd he go, it's gone, well, wait a minute, where'd he come at, hey, we gotta hem this thing up, we gotta find this, because this thing keeps showing up, it's the pirates of the Caribbean, oh, wait, is that Caribbean, yeah, of the Caribbean, that this is the ghost ship, you know, with Davy Jones' locker and the old schmoo. We got to get a hold of this. Then they find it, return it back to Liverpool, and they tear it up because they can't have this floating around. So they make two desks out of it, out of this special wood, and then plunge.
Polish it.
Plus,
and that was the energy that was imbued in it was because it came from a different another world.
That's correct. And that same significance then, just like the rubble from 911, had to be scooted quickly back to China so they could make good use of it.
Okay, now we're getting the good stuff, guys. Just keep your questions coming.
I thought 911 was taken out of this world.
Well, but what did they do with the rubble?
So what was the rubble?
Tina, it caved in because of Parallel World massaging it, but the material was still here once it collapsed. But it's collapsed in a nice folded pattern.
The special iron had to go back to China.
And is that iron from another world? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the big construction company who made that... The Twin Towers.
Which you can't find. They don't exist. There ain't no...
Well, you can find them, but they have no material on them. Very slight. For a major construction company, there's no details on Wikipedia on them. But the thing is...
They haven't been around. They are. They're not. They went out of business. They're in business. They're not business. It's one of those anomalies. So you can't get it on your lucky box. It didn't count.
Yeah, we're getting into areas which explains why Obama bowed to the Chinese leader.
They don't do that, by the way, you know.
Yeah, the president never bows anybody. And the Chinese did not want him bowing, but he was so confused and nervous and screwed up and worried, he bowed. But you shouldn't have done it. Pissed the Chinese off. Or Nyan.
Yeah.
I want to know that the elements that created the steel beams for the Twin Towers, that raw resource was brought in from another world to China to get those steel beams.
Well, no, it wasn't brought to China. It was brought to Manhattan to construct the World Trade Centers, the World Trade Towers, and the other building as well. Now, when it demolished, that was what was left, and that quickly, in post, immediately, was skirted back to China from whence they used, that's where the technology was, they said, arrived from. But the beam showed up from another world.
But why did it go back to China?
They owned it.
Did they own the building?
No, they owned that technology.
Okay, did they own the steel that came from Parallel World? Did they know it?
Yes.
Oh, okay,
yes.
So they were involved with the construction company.
That's how it got there.
Steel that wasn't really steel from here.
Well, correct. It's a self-collapsing steel. It was about an anomaly of what that building was being built for.
It was there as a threat. You guys don't follow what should be happening, we'll pull the building up. Something like that?
Well, the bonds that were going to collapse it all, that were making it so valuable that it made more money than it is, had to be eradicated, and they were.
Yeah, you said the bonds that would make the building more valuable or the economy?
No, that would make that made money more. You had more in bonds than you had money. Well, how can that be? How do you have more than is?
And that was
so that was the anomaly that they had to correct.
And that was not in the Cantor Fitzgerald offices, it was in the Morgan Stanley and some of the offices in the same building.
That's correct.
Yeah, so everybody's talking about the Cantor Fitzgerald guys who died, and yet the bond thing came out of Morgan Stanley and thrown all over
and
the street.
And nobody was at work in the Morgan Stanley side. They were all at the beach. They knew better.
What are the Chinese doing with the steel from the rubble?
They're dissecting it and using it in their new microprocessors.
I'm sorry.
No, hey, Scott, the reason, on one level, why everybody went to China in the 90s, because they had this breakthrough computer technology.
Was this giving them quantum computing, Ion?
It is.
Oh, Jack Cifetti. Jack Cifetti, you like that, wouldn't he?
With quantum computing, security issues in terms of the complex password combinations and so on are all transparent.
They're null.
Null and void.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of the security built into passwords and bank accounts and
that's all obsolete. And China, remember a year ago, we heard about the Chinese hacking the Treasury Department, Federal Reserve, or something. So
Kuala Lumpur,
maybe.
Slowly I turn, inch by inch, step by step. Slowly I turn. All right, the dynamic that comes from this nanotechnology, allows the extreme computations to consider all anomalies that present themselves rather than limited binary representations of technology and how the REM is activated for complete every single possibility every single time without fail or exception.
They're going to be calculating interdimensional patterns of activity going on between parallel worlds with quantum computing.
Absolutely. And they're going to track the gates and the portals. They already know about them, and they're working on them. Not the government, the people.
When we get the cold fusion happening, we're going to open the portals, and then how will that affect their calculating about it?
Makes it much easier to track when you can see them with your lying eyes.
Yeah, but they're working from the position where they can't see them, and they're trying to figure out, you know, formulas.
They're gauging every single anomaly. Well, how many anomalies are there? There are millions and millions and billions of anomalies. Well, if you have a computer system with a nano substrata that can calculate every anomaly, it pinpoints all those activated gates.
Right, and as we end with the cold fusion, then their computers will have to go faster to monitor the stuff, right?
Yeah, because the energy flow is, you can't even calculate it. It's the equivalent of about 68 to 70 joules consistently, and that's unheard of.
Okay,
a big lightning strike would be 10 joules.